Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Steve Novotny. Hold on. Who am I again? I'm Dimitri. When is he on? Dimitri's on in the morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Okay. How do you screw this up? How on earth do you screw this up? Let me try this again. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. Don't forget Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 days a week. All right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290. Mighty powerful 1290. 33 blowtorch watts. Eat your heart out, VA. And 1430. So download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You can also see the show. God only knows why you'd want to watch. But you can actually see the show on Facebook. Facebook live streaming. Do a Facebook live stream of the show. I have no earthly idea why anybody in his right mind would want to watch me and what's left of my broadcasting career, which ain't much, by the way, do this thing. Because all you see is a microphone, a Shure microphone, so it's very good. You see three screens, where there's the Herb screen, there's the Bridgeport screen, there's the something screen, and a flailing talk host. High school graduate talking into a microphone. That's pretty much it. Oh, and my red Sharpie. There's really not much to see. And yet people, they want to see it. They want to watch it. It's the damnedest thing. What the hell's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with you? In any event. So there's that. Talking about Alex Coogan. And also Steve Novotny. Steve Novotny is really interesting. I did not know this. Steve is going to be on again 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Today. He just wrote a piece about Alex Coogan. And the headline, dated April 26, 2025, Coogan's Reliable Appliance, that's the thrift store in Bridgeport on National Road that a lot of people really, really, really don't like because it really looks junky. I got to look, I love Alex. I'd tell it to his face. And Brandon, the wonderful guys, the store looks really, really, really bad. It just does. In fact, so bad they had to put up some tarp, I think, as a fence so people couldn't see it from National Road. It's just not good. In any event, the story that Steve wrote, Steve's a very good writer, by the way, is a very, very good writer. He really is. Coogan's Reliable Appliance, looking forward to the future. And there's Alex on a lawn chair that is somehow tacked onto the side of the building, and he's got some binoculars looking out. It's a very good picture. The title, Coogan's Reliable Appliance, looking forward to the future, turns out to be quite ironic in light of what happened this weekend. Sure, Steve will go into a deep dive with, I can't speak for Steve, but I imagine he's going to go into a deep dive regarding all of this. So, according to the sheriff's office, the booking details. Now, I want to stress a couple things here. A number of things. One is I'm the only person in the media who's talking about this. I was stunned that the Bob Nuttings, the billionaire Bob's dying newspapers did not cover this. Please, Bob, you've got to cover the story. I mean, Jesus, you've got to cover the story. 7 and 9 didn't cover the story. When I say, you know, download the River Network app and then click River Talk, because I'm all you've got. I'm all you've got. I'm stunned. Nobody else, no one in the media is covering the story except me. Belmont County Sheriff's Office. This really is the Belmont Buzz. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. All right, that's enough. God, it's annoying. Charges. Yes, plural. The name Alexander Joseph Coogan lives on Wheeling Island, hanging out sometimes in Bridgeport near his thrift store. Charge description: using weapons while intoxicated. Weapons is plural. I have no idea what that means. Intoxicated, I got a pretty good idea what that means. Charge: AGG menacing. I don't know what AGG means. I'm guessing some variation of aggravating or something. I don't know. But menacing. Charge description: using weapons while intoxicated, menacing, charge, okay, persistent disorderly conduct. And the one that's the most disturbing: discharging weapon into home or school. The thrift store is pretty close to Bridgeport, the school district. This is my friend. This is a good guy. Now, I want to stress that in America, we have a presumption of innocence. We automatically presume that anyone charged is innocent until a judge or jury says otherwise. If they can prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt, then the person is guilty. But until then, we have a presumption of innocence. I don't know that Alex Coogan did any of this stuff. The only thing I know is that the Belmont County Sheriff's Office says this is what happened. If I had to guess, and again, I wasn't there, I don't have any smoking gun evidence. If I had to guess, my guess is the sheriff's department is probably pretty much on target. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am, but I don't know. That's why we have a court system. That's why we have judges. That's why we have juries. So we're going to see. But there's a mugshot of Alex. And again, it's so damn painful because I know this guy. I genuinely like this guy. I want to really help this guy. But what the hell am I going to do? How do I talk some sense into him? I don't know. I don't know. Alex has been very open on social media talking about all the challenges that he has had. He works really, really, really hard. 7 days a week, morning, noon, night, he's like a workaholic. I mean, an incredible work ethic. And he's an incredible guy. He really is. He's an incredible guy. An incredible work ethic. But he's paid a terrible price for that with his body. He has had all sorts of major health issues with his back. I mean, they had to transport him, to Ruby in Morgantown to do surgery on his back and other stuff. I mean, he's had really, really hard, serious stuff that he's had to deal with, including, I imagine, lots of pain from all of the surgeries. I am not an expert when it comes to anything medical or anything connected with alleged addictions. I don't know. I have no earthly idea what goes on in Alex's head. I have no idea how he lives his life. I mean, to a degree I do, of course, but not really, not deeply. But if my dear friend Alex has a problem or several problems, and I don't know that he does, but if he does, I hope he gets help. More importantly, I hope that he, if he needs help, I hope that he wants the help. You can get all the help that you need. But if you don't want it, then what good is it? Anybody can offer you help, but if you don't want that help, what's the point? And so if Alex needs help And if he wants help, I hope he will get it. And there are an awful lot of people who are pulling for him. Kiwanis, I believe he's involved with some other fraternal organizations. He has done so much good for so many people. And yet I fear that he is his own worst enemy. I really do. Heartbreaking stuff. I don't know what the future is going to hold for this poor guy. But I know there are an awful lot of people, and I'm proud to say that I'm one of them, who are pulling for him and would do whatever we could do to help him. But here's the rest of the story. There are more than a few people here in the Valley, Belmont County, also in Ohio County, who are not pulling for Alex, who in fact are apparently very gleeful that this happened. Reading some of their comments on Facebook, it's pretty brutal stuff. It really is. They bring up the old issue regarding the shooting, the killing. And even though it was in self-defense and it was thoroughly investigated and a grand jury refused to bring charges because they believed also it was self-defense, there are more than a few people, sadly, on Facebook, which means in our community, that don't believe that. All right, it's a free country. You're free to believe whatever you want. But I happen to believe the Wheeling Police Department. I happen to believe the prosecutor's office. I know they did a thorough, and Robert McCoy, God rest his soul, what a great man. What a great man. And everyone who has looked into this has said without a doubt, justifiable self-defense. No question. And yet there are a lot of people out there who are very gleeful because of what Alex is going through now. Some, I suspect, because they don't like his thrift store, and it does look terrible. I mean, I'm sorry, there's just no other way to say this. It looks very junky, and not because he deals in junk, but because it really looks really, really bad. And in fact, Steve Story, I think, has a picture of it. Hold on here for Facebook friends. Hold on. Lots of good pictures of Alex. But for Facebook friends, let me see. I might have a picture of that. It's not. Where the hell did I put this thing now? Hold on. Now this is making me nuts. Ah, there it is. Along with a tarp that's kind of like a fence. And there are a lot of people who are going, well, we don't want this in our community, so... You know, good for Alex. Again, he's his own worst enemy. It's a shame. It really is just an absolute shame. This guy is brilliant. Very, very smart. Very, very kind. Will do all sorts of things for anyone. And now he's facing a very, very, very difficult period in his life. And I don't know how this is going to play out. Robert McCoy isn't with us anymore. These are very, very serious charges. I have no earthly idea what's going to happen to Alex. But I must tell you, there are an awful lot of us who are heartbroken over this and who wish we could do something to help this poor guy as he's going through this miserable, rotten period here. But maybe sometimes you have to go through a miserable, rotten period in order to realize that changes have to be made. And it might be time to re-examine his life or to examine it maybe for the first time. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what goes on in his head. But this could be, even though it might be one of his darkest days in his life. And again, I would say the same thing if Alex were right here, right across the desk from me. This might end up being a blessing in disguise. if you can learn from it, if you are willing to make whatever changes need to be made, if you happen to have any sort of a drinking problem and you want to get well for free, aa.org. That's aa.org. It's free.